Welcoming you to the third hour of our St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country or around the world if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Alrighty then, it's the third Sunday of the month. That means I'm here, Nathan's here, and it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching, private personal readings, and all that good stuff with Natasha Venter. She is here, and we got wide open phone lines, do we not, Nathan?
Our phone lines are completely open, so if you want to call in and get in nice and quickly, our phone numbers are 425-373-5527, or toll free is 888-298-5569.
So we'll have a little check on Mercury in retrograde. If you didn't know, like I was not, I was on the wrong calendar. Mercury went retrograde on the 14th. Until about April 7th. You know, that messes up all the communication. So we're having a test here. Is there anybody out there? You know, Mercury's in retrograde. There might not be anybody but us chickens, me and Natasha and Nathan. So you want to let us know? Is there anybody there that wants to call in, have a question? Any dead people? Natasha says she's in the ozone. She's in woo-woo territory. Anybody on the other side you want to connect with, tune in to? She says she's already there and would love to communicate with the other side for you. So anyway.
Yeah, yesterday I was at a funeral at a cemetery, standing next to a coworker who lost her son to who lost her son 2 years before that. He's communicating to me before the casket came because they were late because of a rollover on the freeway, and then as the conversation was going on, as the casket came and my friend's son has been talking to me and communicating with me. I'm having both sides here, and I'm telling one, you got to wait until after the service before I give the message because I have to honor the one with the service. And I can't tell mom yet, you know, what her son, you know, well, it's not the right day to tell mom on the service day, you know, about the son. It was just not the right day. There's just too much going on. And so I'll tell her soon what he wants her to know, but at the same time being in the cemetery, you have all these different spirits interacting with you. It was an interesting time being a medium.
Well, but I have to say, you know, a lot of the psychic type people that I've worked with and had on the show over the years, most of them would be saying, you know, as we would, you know, we're getting started with the show or all of that, that they're lined up, ready to come through. Mm-hmm. That apparently word circulates on the other side when you've got a good communicator. Anyway, they often will line up to come through, especially if there are people planning to call in that have connections on the other side. But
yeah, and I and and um I have been chosen to be a messenger for those who parents are grieving when a child decides not to be here anymore. And that's not an easy place to be as a mom. You as a parent, you feel like you're a failure because you didn't do something. And
well, that's got to be one of the most painful experiences for humans to go through in a lifetime here.
Exactly. Well, you're losing a child, and then you're losing.
I mean, because you grow up, you think you're not supposed to do that. Your children, you know, say goodbye to you because you leave before they. And so, mm-hmm. losing a child, I mean, is an incredibly challenging and painful, difficult situation to go through.
And we're talking about this at 11:11.
Oh, you're right. It is 11:11, huh?
Yep.
Which is a master number, is what she's
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. So I'm asking for healing, and know that everybody who's gone through, especially losing a child of a choice, that that a lot of times it's not about what we did as parents. It's about what that person has been dealing with. Like, I can give a short little message about, like he was saying, that my pain was stronger than I realized the pain I would have caused you when I left. You know, he was in so much mental pain that he didn't realize how much pain he was going to give his mom when he made the choice to leave.
Well, that's interesting, because, you know, often we do, I think we wonder if someone commits suicide, mm-hmm. and leaves, you wonder, didn't this is devastating to everyone that knew them and loved them and all of that. And how could they do that to me or to us or whatever? Mm-hmm. And that's often where we go. But what you're saying, Natasha, is sometimes within a particular human's case that takes their own life, that their pain was so great they couldn't see through that to acknowledge anyone else's, and it just wasn't on their radar. And they don't realize the pain they caused until they get to the other side and have to see what, you know.
Yeah, it is a moment of, oh, crap, you know, type of thing.
Oops, I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, but
that.
At the same time, though, you know, we as parents take on a lot of that mental pain that somebody is carrying. And sometimes it's what they had to come into this lifetime to work on. A lot of times it's their personal journey. Sometimes it's the way the chemical balances are in the body. You know, sometimes it's the chemical balances that extracurricular activities cause in the mental mind that cause, you know, it could be one of many different reasons, and it could be a collective of many different reasons why somebody chooses. A lot of times, though, somebody is in a vibration that the vibration of the planet is so overwhelming that they cannot handle. Their empathicness is so wide open, like your friend Cindy. You know, your empathfulness is so open that they're taking in so much of the world that they can't discern out. And I'm so proud of Cindy for walking forward.
All right, that reminded me. Thank you for bringing that through, because you said something when we talked about this earlier in the first hour. And the sensitivity, and we were talking about my hummingbirds and what might be going on, and I mentioned the smart meters and stuff. Well, I'm glad that you brought this up again, because, I mean, we could not get PUD to not put the smart meter in at Cindy's and leave the old meter there. They just wouldn't do it. And so it has completely altered Cindy's life, and she can barely function. I hardly ever see her anymore. And, you know, I do a lot of shopping for her and stuff. But, you know, it's really hard for her to function. She can feel it. She knew when she came here to visit after my smart meter went in. She can't be on the corner of the garage area where the smart meter is. Mm-hmm. And when she gets on the other side of the house and away from it, it's less, but it constantly bothers her. And you mentioned, when we were talking, you said something about a copper ring, because that's what I've been trying to figure out. Is there anything we could do to block this energy, you know, around her smart meter or something that could make it easier? So what's this copper ring you talk? What's that about?
I don't know. As you were talking about it, I just saw a copper ring
So what are you talking about? A cop? You're making a gesture. It doesn't sound like you're talking about a ring on a finger. You're
no.
making a bigger ring, so a big circle of copper somehow.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't, because you don't want to screw up the signal to the, because otherwise they're going to come and take off the copper. But I got that copper. This is what I'm getting intuitively, and I'm
okay,
hoping
so
I'm,
yeah,
I'm
tell
right.
me what you're getting, because we'll work with it.
So you can get copper and kind of have, you know, it's like they get big pieces of copper, and you can make a ring out of it and just
Okay.
put it around, lay it on the you know, lay it on the put it over the on the wall, and that can help block it coming out.
You mean
is
put
what I'm getting.
a ring around the smart meter? You mean
Yeah,
like
exactly.
around? Okay.
You know, like a bracelet. Put it on to the,
yeah.
But bigger. But put it on to the meter, and that can help maybe conduct the energy. For me, when I get too wired, or you know, my electricity system is going out, I'll hold on to like fairy lights, and or I wear a lot of copper. And so with that the
I'm wondering, don't they, couldn't you get like some kind of copper wire or something like at Lowe's or Home Depot, something like that?
Yeah,
Would that be,
exactly.
So you could get whatever you could get there and kind of make
you would want something a little bit hardier, not necessarily like copper that you would make like a bracelet out of. You would want to get, unless you could wrap it quite a bit. You know, but you would want to put something around it, and I'm getting that it won't necessarily stop it, but it will
Like tone it down a bit or something?
Tone it down is what I'm getting. That's what I saw intuitively. I'm hoping I'm right, you know.
Okay.
I know for me, copper is huge when my electrical system of my body is off.
All
It helps
right.
balance it.
Well, I know I wear an astrological bangle, and it's a one. There's a bar of silver and a bar of gold and copper, and they're all pure.
Yeah.
In my astrological bangle, but obviously there's a you know, a copper, in this, but I don't know where they get it to make it, but anyway,
yeah.
So but that gives me something to go on, so I'll talk to Cindy about it and see if we can't come up with some kind of copper ring that we can fool around with and see if we can tamp down
Yeah,
that
because you would
energy a
want
bit.
something heavy enough. You know, you couldn't put like a necklace on it or something like that. You'd
Right.
want to have something that's a little bit
More
more
substantial.
substantial, but you don't want to have it so heavy that it's going to negotiate the signal that's being taken
Yeah,
out.
that it messes it up
Because
enough that.
copper is that, I mean, you can get put copper in your garden, and your garden's supposed to grow better.
Huh.
So copper is a huge conductor of energy, and it's an aligner. I use it a lot. I don't, copper's one of my, I can't wear like bracelets. I don't wear bracelets very well. But I do wear it in a necklace, a lot of times.
All right. Okay. Well, that's good to know. And, we'll see if we can't, make something of that and to, tamp down the energy a bit and make it easier.
And I did a card reading for the energies of what we're going through right now.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got the butterfly that was upside down. So we're in a transformational time, yet at the same time, the energy is not quite straight ahead. It's a journey. So if you're feeling like a crab who's walking sideways a little bit to get to where they're needing to go, that's part of this transformation. Do we have a phone call?
Well, it looks like we do, but we have got to, because we're in the third hour, we have to stay on time.
I hear you.
Yeah,
because more,
Bigfoot will kick us out of here. If we aren't on time. So Yeah, there he is, stomping around because it is time. Alexa, you hold on because we are going to take care of advertisers and you will be our first caller up. So at least we know Alexa is out there. Is anybody else out there? 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Another phone call is next on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards midway through the halfway point of the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we heard from Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She is our best practitioner bioenergetic synchronization technique. She does the energy codes as well. And you can hear her the second Sunday of every month, or actually get have a session with her on the air. And she continues to offer to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you a free introductory session. And if she's worked with you on the radio before, that doesn't count. If she's worked with you in person, then of course you're not eligible. But if you have not worked with her in person, even if you've worked with her on the air, you still can have a free session. And you can work with her in person. She does have an office she works out of, which is the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. Or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or something like that. And all you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you for a free introductory session. And the number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And then just remember, Aunt Martha, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I help you work out your problems with your dogs and solve problems quickly. You heard Michael and Gina say, life is transformed and much better since Aunt Martha was there and helped straighten out the dogs. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs, you can tell them just to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And if I'm not the right one to help them, I probably know who is. But anyway, give my number out, please. The number to give is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, there we go. We are all caught up. So we're going to Seattle, and Alexa, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning. Good morning, Martha and Natasha. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, our pleasure. What can we do for you?
Yay. So I'm calling about our kitty, Sumi. Mm-hmm. It's a male cat. He's about five. And I want to know whether or not he's sort of experiencing.
What color? What color is he? What color is he?
He's an orange tabby.
Oh, gosh, that's the color I was getting. So, okay, I'm tuned in. How about you, Natasha?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right, what do you want to know with Sumi?
Yeah, so he's a real sweet kitty. It seems to be having a little bit of problem every once in a while thriving. And I don't know if it's emotional food, the food he's eating, or if it's some organ, like if he's having problems with.
Oh, this is a good one for Natasha to tune in. So something about him is off once in a while? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, every once in a while it is. Yeah, he...
Okay. What makes you know he's off a little? What do you see or feel?
Well, he looks a little underweight, and his fur is a little kind of chunky.
Okay.
You know, just a little bit. And then he has been sort of randomly urinating on furniture.
Ah.
But I think that's because of his box. He's a little territorial, you know, because he has a sister. They get along just great, though. But I don't know. I wonder if sometimes he just has a small bladder and he can't hold it because I've been adding water to his food, but just not sure. And so I've switched around some foods. I've taken the dry food out and just done wet food and given him extra food, which seems to help actually, but it doesn't seem to be.
One of the questions that popped in my mind when you were telling the story, what came in is if you're feeding enough. And I don't always hear that, but I heard. I was already wondering if you were feeding the appropriate amount. Have the sister, and you said that he's occasionally not using the box. He's peeing around the house.
Every once in a while, yeah. But you know, he is a little. His little nose is very sensitive. So if the box is at all, you know, not clean enough, he will.
Right. So how many boxes, how many cat boxes have you got?
Well, we just have one, but I just have been keeping it really clean. And
okay, but you know the rule. Do you know the rule? One box per cat plus one. Technically that means you should have three, but minimally you should have two. And then you get cats in one of two models. There's the cats that don't care, and the dot box can be used and dirty, and they'll use it till it's overfloating. And then there's the other group that says, there's anything in there. I'm not getting in there. So it has to be pristine and scooped. So you got to scoop and stir at least once a day, and you need at least more one box. Now, that's just the behavior therapist part of me. Natasha's been feeling the energy, looking at all this while we've been talking. So, Natasha, what are you getting about Sumi and his sister and all this good stuff?
I'm getting that his gut is really – he can use a Nels scenario.
A reset with Nels, huh?
Yeah.
There is something going on in his guts.
There is something going on in his gut. And then what I saw was my cat. So what I do is I give him some dry pellets, you know, those natural dry pellets in the morning. And then I have like dry food that he just grazes. And then I give him a mixture of different foods at night, canned food at night. So I give him like three different types of food that he can negotiate. And I'm getting that he's got a little bit. Be careful about how he's inferring what you're going through too. So if I'm getting that slow down, Natasha. So what I'm getting is that, yes, make sure he gets enough food. He is one that really needs I was almost wondering if he was like almost diabetic in a way. And so it's not like he is diabetic, but sometimes we can be on that insulin resistance where we need to have our food more balanced and that kind of stuff. And Nels can help with this. And so with that, then I'm getting that
Alexa, I don't remember you calling in with Nels recently. So that's something you could do on the second Sunday, or you could contact him off the air, too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's really interesting that you're saying this. I'll definitely heat in, but he does get a lot of wet food. Like, he primarily gets wet food and then some dry. So there is a combination. And I also add some wheatgrass powder into the food every few days.
Okay.
It's just making me think. Yeah, he does actually like vegetables. So do you think it would be good to just add some vegetables to his meals every day, at least once a day? Because that is one thing he's not doing much of, because he's the cat that gets on the counter and eats the vegetables out of the bin that's, you know, where the vegetables are rinsing, like lettuce and things.
So he's really craving something different. He's really craving something different. And I get that if you can kind of bring in more of the natural things, the better off you'll be. Because my dog is actually saying, remember, Mom, how I thought kibble was evil? You know, she said kibble is evil. It's how things are sometimes made. It's not necessarily what they're eating. It's how it's made that can be. So there's something about that story for him that he's more of a sensitive creature.
And kibble is not necessarily good for cats, and it is not recommended to feed cats dry food.
And
anymore.
I only use it as a grazing. It's not his primary food. So
neither dogs or cats' digestive systems are set up to be grazers. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're feast and famine models. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. Hunt, kill, pig out, don't eat for a while. So in most cases, it isn't advisable to leave food out. It also gets stale when it sits out in the air and all of that. But it sounds like you're doing well with Sumi, especially if you got some inappropriate peeing going on and stuff. I don't think you want to increase the amount of dry food. So the canned food is good. But, you know, if he's raiding the vegetable bin, sure, there's no reason why you couldn't give him some vegetables. But keep in mind, remember, dogs and cats' digestive systems are set up to be carnivores. And that means they don't have long intestinal tracts, so they can't fully digest raw vegetables. So if you want him to get the nutrition, you got to steam them or cook them or something, and then they can process it. So what kind of vegetables does he like?
Well, he likes lettuce, actually. So I'm wondering about that. And then he also likes green beans.
I was getting green beans. That's what I've seen in my mind was green beans. And usually, you know, like, even out of a can, they're cooked, you know, and that might be really good for him. He could have those.
Yeah, why not? Uh-huh. You know, if he's asking for it, then I would.
So Natasha, you're saying, okay, so make sure he's getting enough food.
Yeah.
We can add in some green beans and maybe a little variety. Mm-hmm. And then we need Nails to do some resets on this guy.
Yeah, that would be
and to
really
help
helpful.
His. Now you could try even some pumpkin too. You know, if there's digestive stuff going on, cats usually like pumpkin.
Sweeter.
So you could see if he likes that, because that's something else you could give him that might help his tummy a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I get that you're feeding him enough, but there's a part of him that might not feel like he's getting enough. You know, it's one of those things that some people just they need a little bit extra, even though we're feeding them enough. They just need that little extra, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, sure, of course, right. He just needs it, right?
And it's that insulin resistance I'm getting
or something.
Yeah, it's that things aren't balanced in him, and I'm going to use the word. It's almost like insulin resistance, but it's not that word. But I want to give that as a word for you to understand that his system is just out of sync, and it's finding that in syncness.
Yes. Okay.
If that makes sense. Yeah, I'm not totally labeling it as that's what he has, but I'm getting that's, you know, like there's something off in his makeup and the way his body is, you know, it's almost like his pancreas is needing a little extra balance, like some different kind of nutrition to come in to support it.
Okay. Good. Okay. Alexa, how
I know that Natasha said something related to the human to animal transference stuff earlier in the call. How are you in your blood sugar stuff?
Oh yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, I would say it's totally fine. I don't have any problems with blood sugar.
How's your cortisol level though? How's your stress level? How's your how are you processing the energies and the stress that's going on, like around us? You know what's going on in the government. Cortisol is part of the insulin resistance story, and people don't really connect all that quiet little whispers of stress can really engage with us jumping on that stressful eating story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing pretty well, but I definitely could be more aware of that. I mean, it is a really stressful time. And, you know, we have a peaceful house. I mean, I can see where in my view of him, he's there's the two of them and they're completely opposite. And he is definitely much more, afraid. His personality has always been that way. He's just much more sensitive. He's gotten very fussy about his food. His sister, butts in on his food all the time. He now eats in a different place. So I have been, over the last couple of months, I've been trying to accommodate this thing with him with food. But now he's sort of, and I don't know, maybe it's an accumulation of all this now that he's starting to feel his body is starting to take over. Like it's like he needs a lot, just some focused attention on this. So
And I can tell you that my dog stopped playing with her friend, stopped wanting to play ball. When her gut got off, she basically just was lethargic. And we've gotten her back on a different food, and I'm actually making her food now and stuff like that. And it's really brought her up to, I had to kind of wake my husband up to a lot of the story. So it was a combination of two parents trying to parent an animal in belief system. Yeah. So he finally got the message and now we're together on the story. So, so with that we just sometimes have creatures that are a little bit more sensitive, and he just seems to be more of that sensitive creature type.
Yep. So I would try a little pumpkin. See, test if he likes pumpkin, because you give him a little bit of that, and then some tune-ups with Dr. Nails, I think, are the best things that would help him at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
which you can contact Dr. Nails at healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the contact link and tell him you want to talk, or you can wait till the second Sunday of April and call in and he can get started, with Sumi then.
Yeah. I'm getting that his organs are stressed. You know, his pancreas is stressed, his kidneys are stressed. And it's not that you've done anything, it's just
it's the way life is right now.
And so it's just taking care of those pieces, the liver.
And if you're paying attention, you can't help but de-stressed right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got it. Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean, it is a really stressful
The only
overall.
People that aren't stressed are the ones that are not paying attention and don't know what's going on. And there's too many of those right now. So wake up. Wake up. Wake up, America. All right, Alexa, are you good?
Awesome. Yes. No, very much so. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And remember, we're not doctors, but this is the intuition that we're getting.
Yeah, of course. No, it's great intuition. And it can't hurt for sure.
Thank you.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
All righty. I think before we head to Mount Shasta and Monica, we've got to take care of advertisers. So we're going to do that. Then Monica, hold on, because we're coming down to chat with you as soon as we take care of our advertisers. So everybody stay right where you are. Mount Shasta's next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. Talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is open for new clients, and the Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's great access, easy parking, and she would love to help you get your body and so forth back in better shape. She has great, gentle chiropractic acupuncture, but you can have needles if you want, but the Acutonics with the Acutonic forks, I think, is so much more powerful than acupuncture. And gosh, she is incredible, and she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. We also heard from Natasha, and you can check out Natasha at intuitiveclarifications.com is the website. And then YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, IC, for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter, IC, YouTube. And now, Natasha, are you still doing your podcasts at, I think, what, 4 p.m. on Wednesdays? Is that correct?
Wednesday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. I've talked about a lot of different things, and I've been really talking about some of the things about breaking through what we're going through and how to negotiate it. And I talked about a personal story about how I had an awakening, and it was kind of an interesting one for helping others go through life. I'm doing a lot of channeling also, which is bringing in some big messages for what we're going through. It's been a wonderful show. It's been a wonderful
show. All right. If people want to tune in and join you, want to go to YouTube and find your YouTube channel and just be there at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and you'll be there too.
If they want to watch it live, they can also watch it on their own time if they would like. At other times, it's in my live area. I also post Monday through Friday, so you can go to my. I'm mainly on YouTube there. That in other social medias, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn, and you can find my 2-minute videos of supporting us through life's journey, in this dance I'm actually going to, I did a card reading, you know, for the show here, and I'm going to actually do a video on it. So it'll be on my, you can catch it on my YouTube channel. You can go to a lot of my, now the algorithms have changed. And so a lot of my, my videos are on the shorts. They've lengthened the shorts. So you can go to my shorts tab and find a lot of my videos that I'm on.
That's at YouTube, Natasha Venter, IC.
IC. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Yeah. And then you're also available for private readings.
Mm-hmm. I am. And I'm very grateful. Like the commercial that was just ran, my girlfriend wrote that for me. And that was her perspective on me, you know, that I help through glitches and snags and bring perspectives. It's like, she goes, Natasha, how did you get through that? And I just do. I just have that intuition that knows how to work through things. So I love to support people how to work through the 3D body of the emotions and the stories coming into the spiritual walk that we're meant to come into. I love to bring, to be the bridge on how to do that.
Did you want to talk to Natasha? I have a little Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks is bothering me, poking here. So
we got a call too.
Yeah. I don't know if she has something to say. Well, we have to take a phone call, Sophie, and then we'll see if Natasha, if she gets anything from you. All right. I think we better take care of our caller. I promised we would. And we are headed to Mount Shasta. And Monica, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi.
Hey, Monica.
Really, really glad to chat with both of you, and I look forward to hearing to what Sophie has to say too.
Well, now she's not poking me anymore. She's just sitting and staring at me. So I guess she's saying, "Get on with it, Martha." Okay. So what can we do for you, Monica?
Well, I called because first you said, "Is anybody out there?" But even before that, I had something on my mind that I feel Natasha could just weigh in on. And this is that, okay, I live at Mount Shasta. I can see it out my back door and everything.
Wow.
We're having the weirdest climate weather at the moment. And it's been going on for, well, our immediate one, we have this terrifically high wind. And I mean, like, for the past maybe 5 or 6 days, you can't even go in it outside, like 55 mile an hour gusts.
Wow.
And it's been like 20 mile an hour most of the time. And then it's warm and the sun comes out and it sprinkles, but we're having this wind. And I'm like, I don't remember any of this. I've only lived here maybe 6 years. There's something happening, and also.
But you don't. In the 6 years you've lived there, Monica, you're saying you've not experienced weather like you're experiencing now.
No,
is that what you're saying? Okay.
Like, you know when you have a storm. Because I used to live in Seattle area. When you have a storm, it's terrific, and then it's over. This
right.
is not. This is
just keeps going.
Even closed the road up to Mount Shasta because 80 mile an hour winds up there, and I'm like, where are they even coming from? And do you have, like, a message? Do you think that the wind is... I mean, I feel, you know, little Native American...
Well, even through Texas, and they're having a lot of winds. I have a client, a friend that's back in Oklahoma, and fires. And it's like, and she goes, this is unusual. We don't have fires. And so, okay, so I'm going to speak boldly here that, you know...
Yeah.
Us two-leggeds and the powers of be have played with the weather a lot. And then Mother Nature comes in and says, you think you're in control. So you have this combination between manipulation and Mother Nature going through a change. We've had some earthquakes. We've had some different stories going on. So the earth is changing up. I'm not getting like the poles are going to change, but I get that there's going to be some big shifts going on with the powers, or the earth is moving. And so I don't know how much the poles are going to change, but the earth is moving. And then you have the humans that are not tuned into Mother Nature, and they're manipulating things, and they're changing things up. So like a hurricane that was supposed to come through at maybe 1 is coming through now at 5, right? Because they're doing this. So I would suggest for you working with the energies of the planet, ask the element of air, why are you so angry? Why are you, can I help you with your anger and frustration? And when you work with the elements and you go in and work with the air element and then work with the wind element, because the wind element is fast moving air, right? So it's kind of like when somebody is frustrated and then they're angry. So you want to deal with the frustration and the anger. Does that make sense?
Yes. Well, it makes a lot of noise. I mean, it sounds like a roaring train, but it's a lot because it's been going on for so many days. And then you hear the wind slamming the house. And it's
Yes. And so, yeah, and we're short on time, so I want to kind of hurry this up a little bit.
Okay.
I've been talking to Mikkel, who's a star being, while I'm having this conversation. And Mikkel is one that I've been channeling. And he is saying that they're not doing it. In Shasta, it's not the star beings that are doing it. It is the other. It's something else that's doing it. They're putting up a lot of places that they're changing the weather, and they're doing a lot of. It's not just the chemtrails. It's a lot of they're putting up, like, I don't want to call them antennas, but they're putting up something that is changing the weather. They're either flying it. Or they're putting it up on the ground and what's Mikkel? What do you want to say? That he's saying that they're actually in the earth trying to help it balance, and they're really trying to help the people that are trying to manipulate things in a ego-ish way. Does that make sense?
In an ego-ish?
Ego. E-G-O.
Oh,
ego-ish.
Ego. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're getting is a representation of manipulation in that area.
Okay. Well, and also when Natasha talked about working with the elements and so forth, I mean, I talk to... the wind all the time, and I will talk to Mother Wind and what's going on, and whenever their stuff goes on, I'm out there talking, and I ask Mother Wind to please be gentle with us, and I talk to my trees, you know, about being flexible and all of that, and I'll tell you what, since I started talking to the wind and all of that, it's made a huge difference. And when there's all the damage and everything going on, it always happens around me, but not right here. In our neighborhood and on my property, which is really nice. So it does make a difference.
It does. And actually I've done that with the hurricanes, is I've talked with the anger part of the hurricane was the anger part. And I asked, I honored it and I loved it and I supported it and I communicated with it. And actually it went from a 5 to a 3. So even though it was a 3, it did come down. So work with the element, because you still have the aspect of the element of the wind, no matter what it's being manipulated with. Does that make sense?
I see.
Yeah.
It does
yeah.
make
so,
sense. Yes.
Yeah. And, talk to Mother Wind and ask her to be gentle with you guys there in Shasta. And, you know, it may make a difference. Let us know what happened.
Like yesterday at the funeral, the rain was coming sideways, and I really talked with the air and the wind and the rain, and it did slow down, and it did slow down actually when the casket was covered, and there was a bright light that came through. So the sun was actually her son was actually working with it too, but it does make a difference. It may not take it away, but it brings it down
a
notch or two, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, makes a difference. I had just a couple weeks ago, I had to work on Saturday and I had to go down, I don't know, to somewhere down south, and a long drive. And it would be really complicated if the weather was really awful. And the weather was predicted to be awful and raining everywhere. And I just got on it ahead of time talking to the weather angels and just said, look, I need it to be dry between me and my clients. And I need it to be dry when we're down there because we have to work outside. And I'll be darned, that whole day, it rained like heck everywhere. But it was dry on the route I had to take. It was dry when I went down. It stayed dry when I was working that day, and it was dry on the way home. And it really makes a difference when you communicate with the elements.
And it's believing it.
And we're out of time. So anyway, Monica,
well, thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for calling Animal World and talk to the wind. Okay.
I will. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye. Well, golly. We have talked ourselves through the last 3 hours here. We're just about done. And I think I've had just steady rain all morning, but it's really slowed down now. And I'm just, my roof's just dripping. I think I might be able to do chores without it pouring rain. I'm hoping anyway.
I have sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been pretty,
it's just been warm or bright.
Kind of pillowy, dark clouds over us, but I haven't really seen any rain going on throughout the duration of the show here. I'm pulling up
radar. Well, that's because it's all been up at my house, but I've got to scoop poop. You know, Sunday afternoon is police the dog yard, and I would prefer to do that when it's not raining, and it looks like I might get to do that.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm literally looking at your area, and it's the only place with like green blobs, which means rain.
Yeah, there you go.
So it is.
I am the convergence zone.
Yes.
A lot of the time. Every once in a while it goes someplace else, but usually I'm the convergence zone.
And that's one reason why the birds have been a little bit off is because of that convergence zone.
Yeah.
The energy of it.
Well, hopefully, the roofies haven't come in yet for the spring and all of that. So I trust what you said and that they'll be coming and going and more will come back in. So anyway, thank you so much, Natasha, for all of your insight today.
You're welcome.
And
thank you.
And we will talk to you again the third Sunday of April.
Yeah, thank you for riding the ride of me into different energies and wonkiness. I had a good case of the vertigo Friday night and Saturday, so I'm in another dimension in a way.
Well, and congratulations, Nathan, again on your new gig. And if you weren't here to join us, Nathan is, he is the new Bigfoot for Miller Lite beer. Hey, and I was going to ask you, hey Nathan.
Yeah.
Are you going to be drinking some green Miller Lite tomorrow?
Hopefully not the moldy one.
Well, but that's what you do on St. Patrick's Day is drink green beer, right?
I know they dyed the Chicago River green, but I haven't heard anything about green beers.
Oh, they used to talk about that all the time. That's what you do is go out and get green beer
I guess I'm not familiar with that tradition.
I know I'm old. Oh, well, I guess they've found better things to do. But anyway, I was going to say have a green beer for me because I won't be drinking any. But I think you did. You've got a good beer to
I'm sure they won't mind if I opened up a Guinness.
And you'll have to watch for Nathan, who is Bigfoot, and will be appearing regularly, it sounds, on social media platforms. They're filming stuff now. He's got a great Bigfoot outfit, so that looks really good. And we will check him out. You might even see him at the Mariners. Next week is Extra Sunday. We'll spend it with Barrett Merritt and Beth Clifton, animals24-7.org, and we'll find out the story behind Henry the Rooster catching his tail feathers on fire. You definitely have to be here to hear that. That's next week, and have a great day today. Take care of yourself and pay attention, please. It's important. Natasha, thank you. Nathan, thank you.
Blessings all.
And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.